It is time for the very informative and the highly dependable golf tip of the week. Arnold Palmer style.
All right, this week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the Green Wolf Polarized Golf Eyewear, and presenting partner of the Bunker to Bunker Tour. Jim, who said this? But don't answer yet.
All right.
If I knew what... Oh, my gosh. I didn't even read this last night, and I already know who it is. If I knew what was going through Jack Nicklaus's head, I would have won the Masters.
Well, I know, yeah.
Yeah, jeez. I'll tell you. Anyway, this week's tip of the week is swing to the second baseman.
Swing to the second baseman. Very good.
All right, so... It's really funny how I love watching people swing the golf club, and you know they can be set up so well over the golf ball, and they can make such a good backswing, and then they screw it up when they make their downswing.
Yep,
it's hilarious. I don't know how that happens so much, but anyway, one of the things that I notice is everybody come over the top of the golf ball or swing across the golf ball.
Mm-hmm.
So. Folks, if you're set up over the golf ball and you take that golf club away and you watch the tour players, as that golf club goes away, it's going away for about the first 12 to 18 inches kind of straight back. Then for it to get over and turn into their shoulder turn, the club has to kind of come to a little bit of the inside and then come back down and through. And what happens is, I watch people all the time. They get the club back in the right position, and then they don't know what to do from there. What happens is your lower body is the last thing to turn on the downswing, so it has to be the first thing to turn, or on the backswing, it has to be the lower body has to be the first thing to turn on the downswing. So as your lower body is turning down on the downswing, you saw the path your arms went up on the backswing. Well, they've got to come back down that same path. If you don't, then the club face position is going to be incorrect, and the golf ball is either going to go left or right and not go straight like every time you see Scottie Scheffler hit it. Well, if you watch Scottie Scheffler's golf club as it comes through the impact zone, it looks like he's swinging the club to the second baseman, not second base.
Right.
Second baseman in normal circumstances is set off just to the side of where second base is, and that's where you want to have a feel of that club coming down that path line toward that second baseman. Then the club squares up through that last 18 inches before impact and stays there through the next 12 to 18 inches through impact, and then loops around and goes for a right-handed golfer. Your swing ends up over on your left side.
Right.
That is the proper swing path for the golf club to go. You don't want to swing the club straight up in the air and then swing across it and the club face be open and you slice it out of bounds. Or you don't want to pull the club way inside and then come up over the top and the club head is closed. Now you've got the club in a wrong position as well.
Well, so, Greg, don't you think that a lot of people is the reason why they swing so hard left is because they think that's going to prevent them from slicing the golf ball. And in reality, when you swing towards the second baseman, the club face squares, and that actually promotes a little baby draw.
That is exactly right. No doubt about it. And you're going to be so much better off when you learn how to get that swing path to happen properly.